This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold postgame show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in. It is the Green and Gold postgame show here on the Big Show Radio Network. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Sam Schmitz, executive producer, other side of the glass. 26-7, the Packers come up losers to the Houston Texans. I'm not sure how much wins and losses mean. I guess if you're a gambler, it probably means quite a bit, depending on which way you bet, over, unders, point spreads, all that fun stuff. Don't understand it, but people do it. But today was really, I mean, coming into today's game, Gary, was really all about, you know, Jordan Love. Yeah. How is he going to look? How is he going to play? That's what this was all about. And it's still all about Jordan Love, even after the game is done.
Yeah, you're right. And I think we'll rehash this again on Monday. You'll get a day to, you know, probably, you know, I taped it tonight. And my good friends over at Spectrum News 1, I think they're running it back again tomorrow at 1 and 7 o'clock.
Oh, nice plug. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you'll be able to catch it again tomorrow if need be. If you taped it, your DVR, if you just hunk like, you know, Spark and I and like to watch a lot of football and try to go back and look at some things that happened. I just thought, you know, regarding Jordan Love, it just didn't really do anything to hurt himself. And, you know, I keep going back, Steve, to when we had Gary Anderson on, the head coach of Jordan Love in college. And, you know, he said point blank, the guy's talented. He can make all the throws. I believe, in paraphrasing, his problem was that just the reading of defenses. And he thought the real reason why reading a defense was a problem was because I think he had like three offensive coordinators in 4 years or 3 years that he was at. Was he at?
Change it all the time. Utah State.
Utah State.
Yeah.
And so I think that hampered like maybe his development. I think the last year he may have led FBS, I believe, in interceptions. And so, I mean, you have a guy that is a raw product, but you also have a guy that has the ability to make all the throws. Now, we saw some of that tonight. But he just has to stack success on top of success. I like Matt LaFleur's offense. I think they can be successful in that. I think... You know, if you ask me to do some searching about this team offensively, I think offensive line, they may have a problem there. And, you know, we should have talked about that a lot earlier. But obviously with no Bakhtiari, right, with no Corey Linsley, Ricky Wagner, say what you want to say about him, but he had been in the league for a long time. They just really don't have any stability now at that offensive line. Now, I heard Matt LaFleur said this is the deepest offensive line he's ever had. I don't disagree with that, but it's most certainly not the most experienced offensive line
Lofton said he's ever had. Lofton said it, what was it, second half? He said at halftime he looked, Packers suited up five rookie offensive linemen, Houston suited up one. Houston's built with veterans. Now, grant you, they may not be very good veterans. They may not win a lot of games. But in the preseason, these type of scenarios, Gary, those vets are still vets and aren't going to probably make the same type of mistakes as a rookie would.
Well, but see, and those veterans that they have, they're not ascending players.
Correct.
They've already reached the peak. Yep. So the offensive line you have here is a work in progress.
For sure.
It's not a finished product. So which means that you're going to have some growing pains here in the regular season.
All right, dial it up. What did you make of Jordan Love? What did you take away from this one? Are you feeling better? Are you feeling a little more comfortable about the future of the Green Bay Packers, possibly, with Jordan Love at the helm? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, dial it up, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. It's just Gary, me, and you. That's it. So let's hear what you got to say. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. I said going into this thing on Friday that I wouldn't have minded seeing them play act and let Love throw one on top right off the bat. If he hits it, he hits it. If he misses, he misses. But kind of shake off the nerves a little bit and see what happens. That's not what they decided. They decided to go the conservative route. Now, they didn't go ultra conservative and have him handing off, you know, the football every single play in the first drive, every couple of plays. He let Love throw the ball quite a bit, I thought, early on in this game. Now, again, whether or not the big play was open and he was making the safe throw or whatever, not quite sure. But it allowed him to get into a rhythm, I felt like, a little bit, Gary. And the other thing I took notice of, not scared of double coverage.
Mm-mm.
That one third down ball he threw,
yes,
it was the only place he could throw without it getting picked, but he gave the receiver a chance, kind of, but there was two guys on him. Yeah. And then later, he threw a ball, again, same thing, to Funchess down the field, two guys on him too. If Funchess doesn't jump, he probably catches the ball because it was over both DB's hands.
Well, so that was a little bit different because I think...
That was a third down play, wasn't
it? Well, because I hate doing this, but I'm going to do it. You're going to give, when you're feeling good with the receiver and you know that he can make a play.
You let him go get it.
You let him go get it.
For sure.
And no matter what double coverage. So I felt like he felt good with Funchess. And I felt like he threw that ball thinking Funchess. I'm going to put it up. Funchess, my guy, he going to go get it. And nobody else is going to get it but him. And sometimes you form a relationship with a guy that's like that. And you got to think about it, you know, and a lot of people don't think about it. In practice, you get, like, the second team reps. And I think Funchess is probably on the second team with Jordan Love and on the scout team with Jordan Love. So they may have a little bit better of, I would say, communication of or just a little bit more awareness of each other because they practice together a lot. And sometimes when you get with a guy, you'll give a 50-50 ball to a guy like that when you know that he can go get it, or if you feel like the guy's hot. And Funchess was hot in that game.
It's a Green and Gold post-game show. Steve Sparky Fiver, Gary Ellerson here on the Big Show Radio Network. Texans beat the Packers tonight 26-7.
I don't even know if it's about the score, is it?
Probably not, but I'm still going to say it.
No, that's fine. I'm just asking.
Jordan Love, 12 of 17, 122 yards, a touchdown. Did get sacked once, and there was also a fumble. A play in which he never saw the guy coming, I don't think. He knocked the ball out of his hand as he was going to throw. I mean, I guess if you want to be mad at Jordan Love for something, I guess you can go be mad at Jordan Love for that, Gary, but I guess I don't put it on Jordan Love as much.
No, not that one. It's because I think I just thought that for the better part of the day when he was there, the offensive line wasn't very good. They just didn't protect.
A bunch of young dudes, yeah.
Which is, you know, to be expected. You're right. A bunch of young guys. Even I think they had Runyon at center at some point.
They did after Myers came out. Yeah.
And so now you're playing musical chairs there. So, you know, that offensive line is going to be a working process all preseason.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that for sure. And, you know, you see the inactive list before the game. There's like 100 guys on the inactive list for the Packers. And I had tweeted out like, okay, I knew they were going to sit some. I didn't realize they were going to sit half the roster. And that's exactly what happened. And when you talk about Jordan Love, what he was playing with against what the Texans were playing with, and it goes back to even, you know, we were talking about the offensive line having so many rookies, but he was playing against a bunch of vets on that Texans defense.
Yes.
And on third downs, they were rocking up to the line of scrimmage, mm-hmm. and they were bringing it. Like, here we come. They weren't, I mean, I don't know, maybe that's vanilla for the Texans, Gary, but they were trying to get after him on third down and bring pressure.
They were.
And the Packers, at the same point, weren't getting much pressure at all.
No.
Most of the night.
Well, they were defensively, and we can get into that too a little bit, but defensively, you're right. The Texans, because they have so many new players, they're at a different stage as the Green Bay Packers. They're trying to find out what they got right now.
Because they don't have a starting.
They don't have starters. Right. I mean, and then James alluded to this too, which is very profound. They're trying to find players. I mean, there's spots to be had where the Packers have probably only got maybe two or three spots to be had. So their accelerations of what they want to do in preseason is by far greater than what the Green Bay Packers are. So they're trying to find out what they have, what defense they'll look like, and what they're going to look like offensively, and what kind of offense they want to run, and what Tyrod Taylor. I mean, all that is, but they got to get that done within 3 weeks.
It's crazy that Tyrod Taylor, it appears, is going to start a quarterback for this team.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson is listed as fourth on the quarterback depth chart right now.
Well, they want to move him if they can.
Well, clearly, and they're not going to play him until they do, it sounds like. So what they're going to be able to get for him and all of that, I have no idea. Mm-mm. But again, even go back to the start of the game, that was the matchup. Tyrod Taylor, NFL vet, probably shouldn't be playing in a preseason game, but he's out there playing in the preseason game against a guy that hadn't snapped the ball in 18 months in a regular action game. I mean, Kurt Benkert had snapped the ball more recently than Jordan Love had in a football
Isn't
game.
That crazy?
He just had. And
you know what? He didn't look bad.
Gary, I fess up about something. After he had the missed handoff or whatever, I'll admit it, I literally said, phew. Because I did not want to have to come in here and do the, oh, Becker's better than him. Good thing we got him. Well, he's better than Jordan Love. I didn't want to have that conversation.
That's not over yet.
Oh, man.
He's got two more games to play.
I understand. And Ryan Wood, he tweets out from the Green Bay Press Gazette. At one point, Ryan Wood goes, all right, that's enough. Pull him. Because you're never going to get him through waivers to get him onto your practice squad if he keeps looking like this. Like, a team's going to pick him up
sure. Right. Depends on if they keep three.
I think they have to, but
yeah,
that's just
And I think at this point they do.
Yep.
So I think they keep three on the roster. And so because of where they're headed right now, you don't have a veteran. Jordan Love is your backup. So you gotta keep three on your roster. So I don't even think he gets cut. He looks pretty good. I like what I saw from him.
He is Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer. The Packers come up on the losing end tonight to the Texans 26-7. But it's all about Jordan Love. 12-17, 122 yards, a touchdown, 110.4 rating. Now you've seen Jordan Love. The summer of love, the season of love, whatever you want to deem it. What do you take out of what you saw from Jordan Love? Are you less nervous? Do you feel more comfortable? Were you right in your assessment of Jordan Love? Let us know. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. The Green Bay game is over. Let's go inside the box score and see what the numbers say from today's game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Post Game Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in. Texans over the Packers today, 26-7. Time to go inside the box score here. Jordan Love, the story of the night, obviously, as it was going to be coming in. Want to know what you make of Jordan Love. How excited are you? Are you disappointed? Were you right in what you thought of Jordan Love? Now, again, it's only one exhibition game. There's two more left. And the theme has been from a lot of people, let's not overreact. Fine, but we can still talk about him. I mean, sure. Nothing stopping us from talking about him. The Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. All right, inside the box we go. Jordan Love, 12 of 17, 122 yards, touchdown to go along with 110.4 quarterback rating. We'll take that every day of the week. Kurt Benkert, 8 of 12, 88 yards, one interception, a 53.5 quarterback rating. Both of them had been sacked one time. for the running back situation. Dexter Williams came in last. That's not probably good for him, but he came in and played well. Four for 32 yards. Patrick Taylor, 9 for 22. A.J. Dillon, 1 for 1. Kylan Hill, 5 for a negative 2. And Kurt Benkert, 2 for minus 4. Receiving, Devin Funchess, the star of the night there for sure. 6 for 70 yards on the night on 8 targets. Malik Taylor, 5 for 50.
He didn't look good.
With 5 targets. Malik Taylor?
No.
All right, Jay Sternberger, 3 for 35, one of those being 34 yards on 3 targets. Kylan Hill, 1 for 22, the touchdown on the screen pass from Jordan Love. Amari Rodgers, 3 for 15, plus a muffed punt. Reggie Bagleton, 1 for 14. A.J. Dillon, 1 for 4 receiving. And those are your receiving numbers for the Green Bay Packers today. Fumbles, Kurt Benkert and Jordan Love both with a fumble each. On the night. Sacks, one sack by Oren Burks. He had 7 total sacks, 5 solo, 2 tackle for losses.
Really good.
And, of course, a quarterback hit. He looked completely
different
and better.
Way better.
Preseason, but, yeah.
Yeah.
He flashed.
He looked like the kid that was at Vanderbilt.
He did.
That's how he looked in college.
And maybe he's finally healthy a little bit, and they're putting him in a better position to succeed. That could be. That's different than, say, Josh Jackson, who did have 5 tackles.
Still looked like Josh Jackson.
But
then they went after him. And so normally, Steve, in preseason, we don't game plan.
Yeah, we talked about that during the week.
They just go. But when you find the weak spot, you go for it. And that's what happened. They got the matchup that they knew they wanted. They had a veteran receiver on his side. And they went after him every single time.
You know, and
I saw him play in college against the Badgers.
Yeah, he looked great against the Badgers.
But Steve, the plays that he was making in college, now, and you're saying it's against the Badgers. Who was the quarterback? Was your guy who wouldn't know? I think Stavi may have been the quarterback. Stavi threw like him a couple. But he was just awesome in college. Now, I never really liked his top-end speed. I thought he'd be – not Charles Woodson, but I just thought he was a prototypical slot guy where you don't ask him to go cover on the outside. I thought he had the instincts, I thought, to be a really, really good slot receiver in the league. And he's just, after tonight, he just lost all confidence in himself, I'm sure.
You know, that's the one thing here. Who was it? Matt Schneidman of The Athletic, maybe? One of those guys tweeted out that he very well is playing himself off the roster just in this game alone tonight against the Texans. But is that really a thing? I mean, can you really play yourself off a roster in the first game of an exhibition season, Gary?
Yeah, you can. And it's just you get enough opportunities. And sometimes the coaches want to see you perform, and you know when you're getting a dose of it, when they want to see what they got, and you just kind of play yourself out. You play yourself in, you play yourself out. And that's what you're seeing with him right now.
Yeah, you know, the other thing...
Because where was Stokes?
Was in briefly and then pulled. So obviously he's not having earned much of anything. They're just giving him the job. Here you
Correct.
Go. You're the starter. Out you come.
Okay, Stokes. I mean, okay, Josh Jackson, what you got?
Right, and then just let him out there to embarrass himself, essentially.
Right. Well, I don't say embarrass himself. It's just he is what he is at this point.
What is he?
Not an NFL player.
Well, all right, you said it. And it's
and so they'll have to figure out.
He better not go somewhere else and play well.
Well, I mean, that could happen.
This is the second coordinator now with him.
Yeah, but that could happen. That could happen. I mean, Micah Hyde didn't look that great in Green Bay. Casey Hayward didn't look like that in Green Bay. Both of those guys had better careers somewhere else, or they showed better play
Hayward for sure
somewhere else.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I think that's definitely true.
Oren Burks didn't look like this last year. And you're right, maybe he's healthier now. But even being healthier, he didn't look like this his first 2 years in Green Bay in that defense.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I got a tweet coming in here from Chad, tweeting at Big Show Network. Why give Benkert a full half? He's very likely not making this team, and Love could benefit from another quarter.
Yeah.
The organization put so much into getting Love. Seems like an odd decision given how much he needs the development. That's from Chad. I will say, When I was at home.
Two things. Go
when
ahead.
When Banger came out to start the second half, we talked about it. Like, give Love a halftime.
We did.
Let him come out and do a drive or whatever, the third quarter. And then Banker played the fourth quarter. So I guess I'm kind of with him on this. Like, I don't know why necessarily you have. I'm guessing Jordan Love now will get maybe three quarters in the next game because Rodgers isn't playing. So are you going to let Jordan Love play the full game, the third game? I mean, I don't know how you split this between him and Banker. You only got two guys.
Because your offensive line wasn't great.
So you got him out of there.
You're not going to keep exposing him in that. And then after the one that he got, the ball got batted out of his hand and almost threw his shoulder out.
Right.
We're done. See you enough.
That was it.
That's it.
That makes sense.
We're done. See you enough.
Because, I mean, they pointed
that. I go, thank God. I'm good with that.
Lofton pointed that out on the broadcast. He's like, he's lucky he didn't ruin his shoulder.
Threw it right
or
out of the joint.
Right.
Done.
By the way, James Lofton, very, very good.
He's very good.
I mean, I remember last preseason I liked him. Today he felt loose, like he was having fun.
No, he always jokes like
he's
that.
He's got the electric car comment or whatever for Hill. That was funny.
Yeah, he's always.
I mean, he's always he had something going all night. Yeah. So I enjoyed
this
broadcast.
The first guy I ever saw read a Wall Street Journal. I didn't know what a Wall Street Journal was. He's on the plane with a Wall Street Journal. What is that, dude? And then he come back to young guys and show us the stocks and stuff. I almost said some other word just then, of the Wall Street Journal. I mean, he's just very, he was the smartest guy in the locker room. He's just super, super knowledgeable about everything. Of course, Stanford grad. And, you know, you don't know what Hall of Famers look like until you see one in practice. That guy was just unbelievable. And I tell everybody this. Folks ask me who you know, if you never saw him play, who is he? I says he is, if you've never seen James Lofton play, he is Randy Moss and Terrell Owens all in one.
I mean, that's a big compliment there.
All in one.
That's a big, big compliment without question there for James Lofton. And again, there's a reason he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Not only with what he did with Green Bay, but then he went to Buffalo and continued to be that
guy. He was 100 years old.
And still playing at a high level. The whole time.
Did he leave? He went there and went to Oakland.
Oakland too,
then left Oakland, went to Buffalo, and then left Buffalo and went to Philadelphia and still put up numbers.
I forgot all about Philadelphia. Man, yeah. Great career there. All right, talking about Jordan Love, obviously at this point, is the Packers come up on the losing side of things tonight, 26-7. Love, 12 of 17, 122 yards and a touchdown, 110.4 passer rating for Jordan Love. What did you take away this game when it comes to Jordan Love? Tweet us at Big Show Network like some of you are doing already. Dial it up the old-fashioned way. That's the way Gary and I like it the best. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. The Green Bay game is over. What was the scoring drive of the game? It's time for the drive of the game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, Green Bay, they get the win tonight over the Houston Texans. Sparky and Gary Ellerson here with you. They didn't get the win. What did I say? Texans got the win over the Packers, 26-7. Jordan Love, 12 of 17, 122 yards, 110.4 passer rating, including a touchdown. Drive of the game time. And I mean, we could talk about, you know, different things that happened. But to me, there was one play after Jordan Love made the play where I went, okay, now he can settle down and let's get to going. And he did, and it was this play right here.
Third and nine, 0-2 on third down, Love down. Four, he's caught his receiver, the tight end, Sternberger. Brought down by Eric Murray. A laser thrown, a first down throw to the 47 and a pickup of 34.
That was the play right there. Once he hit that play, Gary, I went, okay, now relax and let's go. I mean, I was really pulling for Jordan Love tonight. I was like, come on, man. Just make a play.
How could you not, though? But even, let's just say this. and I'm just going to say this, is that really meaning a whole heck of a lot. But just in terms of, I love Aaron Rodgers, and I love what he's done for the Green Bay Packers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to do Leroy Butler. Put that to the side. But just being a fan of the NFL and football, how could you not wish success for this kid if you understand, if you're not selfish, if you understand, and see, you kind of know this now, which I think having a son who's in sports, I think, and that's why I always say you should coach, I think it opens your world up a little bit in sports. And how could you not, whether he's a quarterback of the Green Bay Packers or not, how could you not root for that guy to have a successful career knowing all that he is going through? He may not be good. He may not be. But how could you not root for him just in – not necessarily take Aaron Rodgers' job, but how could you not have a soft spot in your heart to root for him to have some
right.
sort of success?
And I was getting ready to say something. You continued to talk, and then you set it up perfectly, which is if he was just Aaron's backup that they drafted in the third, fourth round or whatever, and there was no drama, I wouldn't have cared what he did one way or the other. I would have just watched it and said whatever. But because, like you said, because of everything that's happened in the last year and everything he's going to go through, and I didn't really want him to get booed tonight. That was my other fear in this whole thing.
And that's why you do the whole bit court thing,
yeah,
all that.
I was scared of that, too. I was like, oh, please play well enough not to get booed. So once he made that throw, I was like, okay, we're good. Now let's go. And he did. After that throw, he kind of went a little bit and relaxed on that rest of that drive. And that drive, obviously, you know, comes up big for the Green Bay Packers with this play right here.
The running back is Kylan Hill. It's second down and 10. Love. Diamond with the good block. Screen pass. There's another good block right there. Put on by Myers. Over the pylon. That is a touchdown. Kylan Hill with a block by a rookie center. And the rookie running back taking it in for six.
That was a great play, a great moment. No, it wasn't some big 40-yard touchdown or Trey Lance threw an 80-yard touchdown pass for the Niners tonight.
Right.
That wasn't any of that, but it was still a way to cap a drive. He's got a touchdown on the books now in the preseason. They took the lead on that drive 7-3. There were a lot of positives that came out of it, and he was just really good on that drive.
Mm-hmm. And what a lot of people don't understand, Steve, whether it be a 10-year-old kid, or whether it be someone like Jordan Love, confidence is everything.
Everything. In any sport.
In any sport. And what I'm saying is at any level.
Yes, totally.
At any level.
Yep.
Confidence is everything. And once you kind of get that confidence that you feel like in yourself that you can prove something and you feel like you can have some success, and then you try to stack success on top of success.
That McCarthyism there. Stacking successes, baby. One on top of another, on top of another. No question. Let's see. Aaron tweets at Big Show Network. I didn't see any cause for concern with Love. The Packers aren't going to ask Love to do what they have asked Favre and Rodgers to do, which is carry the team. Once he's the starter, they'll run the ball heavy and set him up for success when they do ask him to pass. That's Aaron tweeting at Big Show Network.
Right. Can he be better than Jared Goff? Yeah, that's where you're at. Because what did Jared Goff do with the Rams? That's what you're asking yourself.
Like, I understand what Aaron is saying. I don't think that's how this is going to go, though.
What?
I don't think it's going to go the way of Jared Goff, and we're going to rely on Todd Gurley or somebody to carry the ball.
Oh, yes.
I don't think so, Gary.
Oh, yes.
I think they drafted him because of his arm strength.
Well, he's got that.
And they think he can move the ball. Now, are they going to have him throw the ball 40 to 50 times in a game? No, probably not like that. But I don't think it's going to be 15 throws a game either.
Well, the offense that you see now, the offense you see under Aaron Rodgers is not the offense you're going to see with this kid.
There'll be changes.
So what I'm saying is it'll be a little bit more conservative.
Because even last year, I mean, they were closer to 50%, Gary, run-pass split last year.
You still had Rodgers doing his own thing.
Yes.
The offense was still Rodgers and LaFleur's together. I think under with this kid, it'd be all Matt LaFleur's offense under his system, under his guy.
I felt like Jordan was checking at the line of scrimmage a couple of times,
though.
He
was, but Jordan's not checking into McCarthy's plays.
No.
If folks don't get that, that's the difference. Yeah,
you're correct, yes.
Because what you have, and we got rid of McCarthy.
Yes.
But what you have here is McCarthy's offense and Matt LaFleur's offense. Jordan doesn't know McCarthy's offense.
To run McCarthy's
offense.
Right.
He doesn't have any input. Oh, when I was with McCarthy, this is how we ran and this is what we did. I like this play. Jordan Love doesn't know any of that. All he knows is Matt LaFleur's offense. So it'll be different.
If you want to jump aboard with me and Gary, you can feel free to do so. Talk about Jordan Love and what you made of Jordan Love tonight. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. What I do like is he played well enough that those that wanted to go after him probably can't maybe want to go after him. You know, those people that were like, all right, if he plays bad, then you better pay Aaron Rodgers and keep Aaron Rodgers.
Well, some guys already said that.
Correct. So, but I mean, from that perspective, I think he played well enough to stop that at least for a week. Yeah. I don't know if it'll after next week, but for this week. This week, at least, he quiets that noise down. The other thing we talked about, and who was it? Leroy,
but
I think.
Here's the thing. Even if he, real quick, even if he doesn't, if you are a Packer fan, you're hoping that this guy play well, because if Aaron Rodgers plays well and wants to stay, you're hoping that this guy plays well enough so you can get a draft pick.
Sure. Yes.
If you're a Packer fan, or if you're a team Packer, but if you're a Aaron Rodgers lover, you see it as a threat. But if you are a Packer fan, you're saying, okay, how could this work out on a positive side? Rodgers goes out, has another MVP, goes to the Super Bowl. We win the Super Bowl. He stays, and Love still looks good, plays good.
And Bankard may be the guy behind Rodgers.
Now we got to move
Bankard
Love.
Plays well, right.
How does this benefit us, the Packers? It benefits us by this guy looking good so we can get another first-round pick for him.
Like trade him like a Brunell or a Hasselbeck or those guys. I mean, you've seen it in Packers history. Not under McCarthy, per se.
But if you're young enough, you don't know that.
Correct. I mean, you've seen the Packers make a living off of drafting quarterbacks, developing quarterbacks, and trading quarterbacks. Ty Detmer. I mean, there's been Aaron Brooks is another one. But again, that's all back in like the Holmgren era.
Right.
But either way, you can do that same type of deal here with the Green Bay Packers going forward.
Exactly.
Now, none of those quarterbacks were first-round picks. So it wasn't like Holmgren was drafting quarterbacks in the first round to trade them later.
Right.
That wasn't the case. But he was taking guys in the second, third, fourth, fifth rounds, developing them, and then moving them for ones or whatever the case may be. Packers lose today 26-7. What I was going to say is, I think it was on Thursday or Friday. My days are all messed up with when Leroy is here and when he's not.
Yeah.
But I think it was Friday. And I brought up that I was curious to see how this was going to play with Rodgers on the sidelines. And I thought that Rodgers would help Jordan Love.
He did.
And I expected it. He was helping Love and he was helping Bankard.
Yeah, he did.
He was walking over there behind every time they came off the field, looking at film with him or whatever else and helping him.
The guy was all in.
Favre did not do that.
And no, not to him. But he was all in, and a credit to him. Because I think in some ways, to flip this, Rodgers understood what that was like when he was with Favre. And I'm sure it wasn't comfortable. And I think you take something away from Rodgers didn't have to do this, calling Jordan Love and just give him maybe just the cliff notes on what's going on this offseason.
We're recording Jordan Love right now.
Yeah.
Ryan Wood just tweeted this out. Jordan Love says he's, quote, feeling good, end quote, after getting, quote, dinged my shoulder up a little bit, end quote, on the strip sack.
There you go.
What is the injury, Wood asked, quote, I really don't know yet. It really just feels a little strainish.
Oh, that's not good. That's why they pulled him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we even said that. After seeing that, you go, okay, you're done, dude. Now that's why they pulled him, because it didn't feel good. Didn't feel right. It could be nothing.
I hope so. Oh, my God.
You probably won't see him much in the next preseason game.
One preseason game, and now he might not play the next?
Yep.
Depending on what this is?
Yep.
Now you got to go get another quarterback. You only got one guy left.
Yep.
Unless you let Bankard run out there with that offensive line for four quarters.
Play Rodgers first and Ben Quartz.
No. Blake Bortles, hello. Yeah, remember us? Yeah, we need you to come back here. Yeah. You know the offense. You've been here. Right, just come back here and play. Right, a training camp arm, and we go from there. He is Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back. Steve Sparky Fiber with you. Nothing. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur. We'll hear from Jordan Love, all coming up in the next hour for certain. The Texans over the Packers tonight, 26-7. Jordan Love, 12 of 17, 122 yards and a touchdown, 110.4 rating. What did you make of Jordan Love tonight? We'll talk more about that coming up next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. The Green Bay game is over. Who came up with the big turnover in today's game? Who made the big stop on defense? It's time for the defensive play of the game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in. The Green Bay Packers come up on the losing end tonight to the Houston Texans, 26-7. You can tweet us at Big Show Network. And again, the story right now is Jordan Love, who we'll hear from coming up here in the next hour, saying he dinged his shoulder. Really not sure what the injury is. Just feels a little, as he put it, strainish. Not a word, I don't think, but we'll go with it. 26-7, Texans over the Packers, so we'll see to get word on Jordan Love, I guess, here in the next couple of days. Hopefully it's nothing. And
well, if it was something, Steve, he wouldn't have been out in the second half, and he would have had ice on his shoulder. And we're watching some of the game back right now.
I would love
he's got nothing going.
I would love to agree with you on this. My only thing holding me back on this is the Dak Prescott deal going on with the Cowboys right now.
Well, Dak Prescott was out warming
because
up
before he, the game. Well, maybe. But I'm saying when that whole thing happened in training camp, he told them that he felt something.
Right.
So then he stopped, and then multiple weeks later, he's still not playing. So with Jordan Love, I don't know what it is or what's going on. I'm just
if
saying.
If it was serious, I'm just telling him. He wouldn't. Now I'm watching.
Like he would have tore something or something.
Well, no,
right.
He would not be on the sideline. And if he were on the sideline, he'd have ice on it. He had neither.
That's true. Yep, that
he's
is
just
very
standing
true.
There. And he didn't have it in the sling, and he wasn't holding it like it was hurting.
All right, we have our defensive play of the game. I think this was a big play. This was down at the goal line there at the end of the second quarter. And again, highlights here with James Lofton and Kevin Harlan on the call. And here you go.
It's third and goal. Pressure. Mills ends up blocked. Knocked away. What a play. Vernon Scott. It's fourth and goal. They'll try for three. Scott with a terrific defensive play.
I like courtesy of the Packers TV network there. Scott's impressive, man. I mean,
yes,
I like him a lot. And I know Leroy, I think, likes him too.
He looked really good.
He looked good tonight. He really did. And we'll see how this plays going forward. And I don't know what the role is because we don't know about this whole quote-unquote star position or how that's going to play. Because if they do end up bringing one of the safeties up to play in that star position, that may leave open a role for him then
right.
to be on the field if they decide they're going right. to bring a Savage up or something like that.
Listen, Steve, he looked really good. Okay, if you – he looked really good. Oren Burks looked really good. Yep. I mean, those are two players that
– Burks with a sack, yep.
We just – you know, that were there – where Burks, this is his third year, right? Scott, this is his second year. But they're two younger players that still are ascending players. I mean, Scott looked really good. I mean, good enough to be a starter. Good.
I agree. The problem is he's blocked. He's blocked by Savage. He's blocked by Amos. So
but
he's
that's
not
okay.
starting. He's
but that's
blocked.
Okay.
Now, once Adrian Amos is gone, maybe after this year or whatever.
I mean, he'll look really good.
They loved him coming out of school, man. That was one of the guys, these draftnik guys or whatever, were like,
looked really
this
good.
Could be one of the steals of the draft. So we'll see.
Amari Rodgers looked okay.
What about the muff punt? I mean, you've played special teams. You've been there. You've done
punts.
That.
That's tough. And it's these guys.
He got bailed out by a penalty. But
well, yeah,
still.
But I tell you, and although is it J.K. Scott, that's his name?
Yeah, the punter. Looks like he's five.
He does, doesn't he? It's a whole different ball game in pros than it is in college. Guys get up on you so quick, and the hang time, they just get stronger. The hang time feels like the ball is in the air forever. And you get nervous.
From college to pros, you're saying
the
big difference?
Because your legs, you just start developing as a man, and they get more hang time on it. And you feel like you're standing there forever, and you just get so nervous. And so it's your first game, first time in Lambeau, these jokers, and you get a, and don't mess around and get a left footed punter. You about throw up on yourself.
Hold on. So what does it matter if it's right or left?
The rotation is different.
So then catching it becomes more difficult.
Like it feels different. The ball turns differently. You're gonna throw up all over yourself trying to catch that.
So for you, then it's not a big deal. Like whatever, first game, he muffed it, whatever.
No, he's learning.
So you don't worry about that as much.
No, and folks forget, we talked a little bit about
because
this.
They want him to be the returner.
Well, right, he is the returner.
I think the
coaching
staff
We talked a little bit
does.
About this, you know, with Leroy and I, you know, we talked about stadiums and all that stuff. Whether you think it's or not, Lambeau Field is a very historic venue.
For sure.
And these guys now that are playing now, they have all this stuff at their fingertips. They know where they're playing. They know where they're at. They're at Lambeau Field, man. This is one of the best venues of all time.
So you're saying it can get in their head a little bit.
Sure. Steve, even when I was playing, we would have guys come out in pregame warm-ups. They'd get there early. They just want to look around the stadium.
Just check it all out.
It's Lambeau Field, man. It's like going to the Dallas Cowboys with the holding roof. Just get there early. We'll see it.
Just see it.
See the hole.
Wow. Texans over the Packers tonight, 26-7. Coming up on the other side, we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur. He had some things to say about that Jordan Love sack that you may not expect. The fumble, I should say. And then also we're going to hear from Jordan Love, who appears to be dinged up. I don't know how hurt he is, but definitely not all the way healthy. So we'll hear from him, too, coming up in the next hour. Of course, room for you as well. Texans over the Packers, 26-7. Jordan Love, 122 yards and one touchdown. Back after this on the Green and Gold postgame show.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold postgame show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in. It is Green and Gold postgame show. 26-7 Texans over the Packers. The story of the night, Jordan Love, by far, 12 of 17. 122 yards and a touchdown for Jordan Love tonight. And now we got to see what exactly is going on with Jordan Love and just how hurt he truly is. Drew in Milwaukee says, as a Rodgers advocate or as Gary stated, lover, both are true. I want Love to succeed not only because the nickname J-Lo is great, but he's the future and he's wearing the green and gold. That's very true.
I hear it again. What'd you say now?
I'll read it again.
Yeah.
Drew Milwaukee says, as a Rodgers advocate, or as Gary stated, quote, lover, both are true. I want Love to succeed, not only because of the nickname J-Lo is great, but he's the future and he's wearing the green and gold.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to
be. I mean, he's just flat out saying, yes, I love Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But.
Don't we all?
This is also the reason why I'm still rooting for Jordan Love at the end of the day.
Don't we all?
Right.
Because I think it benefits all of us one way or another, whether this guy, because if he doesn't succeed, and that's if you want Brian Gutekunst, that's a whole different deal. Because if he doesn't succeed, that's on Brian Gutekunst. So obviously, I don't know if he gets fired or not, but you missed on the draft pick. That hurts the team because now you can't move this guy. Now you get nothing for him.
Right.
If he succeeds, and the best case scenario out of all this is Rodgers wins the Super Bowl, they redo his contract, he comes back, Jordan Love looks good in preseason. You can move him for a one. How great is that?
Yeah.
If you're a Packer fan, if you're just a Rodgers fan, then it's all about Rodgers, and you get nothing for Jordan Love, and you want him to just suck.
I'll just say this. I really don't see how he gets like a 3 or 4 year extension.
Who?
Rodgers. I don't. It doesn't appear this relationship is.
Well, it's on Rodgers.
I just don't see I don't see the benefit. Well, I mean, I don't know.
What?
If you just look at it from Goody's standpoint, because there's definitely egos involved here.
Sure.
Goody's ego. Yeah. Mark Murphy's ego.
Yeah. But
Rodgers. I'm not even putting LaFleur into this because I don't think LaFleur cares one way or the other.
You mean, I don't know.
He's just dealing with whatever is given to him at this point and trying not to burn bridges with anybody.
He's in on this.
Right? So it's those guys. Well, if he plays well here the next couple of preseason games, and then if he gets any look whatsoever, Jordan Love, in the regular season and looks okay. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be like you always say it was with Ted Thompson and McCarthy of, you know, having that conversation with Mike of, is he ready?
No, that ain't happening.
And McCarthy going, he can be. All right, then we're moving on.
We're moving on.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if that necessarily happens.
No, that's not happening. What's going to happen if it, best case scenario, even if they don't win the Super Bowl and they get to another NFC Championship game and lose it, it's got to be how they lose it. Because right now, they're not kicking a field goal. They're going to put the ball in Rodgers' hand. Now, Rodgers throws a pick and they lose, then it may be something crazy happen. Because then they'll say, okay, see, we told you he can't win a big one anymore or something like that. Something stupid like that.
Right.
But if they get to the NFC Championship game and they lose it and it's on the defense, fine. They re-up him and they move on from Jordan Love.
I don't think there's any chance.
I do.
The only chance I think that happens is if they win the Super Bowl.
And if they win the Super Bowl, and if they win, I'm just saying, but if they win the Super Bowl, he's gone for sure.
Then
worst
I would agree.
Worst case scenario,
with you.
They're back in the same situation and they lose.
Right.
It all depends on how they lose.
Because I think if they don't go to the Super Bowl, I think Rodgers could very well say, all right, I'm good. See ya.
Right. Then he's gone. Yes.
Now we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur.
Yes.
But I got to bring something else up.
What?
Because I sent it to you. I think I sent it to you on text, I think this morning. This thing last night, you got Bakhtiari.
Oh, yeah.
You got Randall Cobb.
Yeah. You want to get into all that?
You got Aaron Rodgers.
And
Clay Matthews picture and bring back Clay and this and that and every other thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm hoping this was a joke.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they were all together.
Well, it's got to be right because the joke ain't played in 2 years.
Let's just poke the bear, right?
Trolling.
Let's hope that's what this is.
Trolling.
If they bring back 52, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm just telling you right now. I wanted 52 back last year. Remember last year? LeRoy wanted him back, and I wanted him back. We were both like, just go get him and put him in the middle.
Right, but we didn't know if he wanted to play middle or not.
Well, and he wanted a lot of money, apparently.
See?
That type of stuff drives me nuts.
And he was driving me nuts. I don't know if I could coach today's kids. Because they ain't got time for that. Because you got all this
You're sounding old guy Gary now.
Social stuff, all this media stuff, and they know I'm sensitive about it anyway. I mean, if I were the coach, like if I'm Goody, and if I'm like Mark Murphy, they know I'm already a little butthurt about what happened. I mean, and then they want to go do this. Hey, see, I just don't have time for that. I just wouldn't have the patience for that. For me to then fire something back. Or just do something. I ain't got time for these kids. When you saw that, what came to mind? I think I posted like 6 a.m. this morning.
Honestly, what I told you on the text, which is if this happens, they might just fire Goody and give Rodgers the GM job. That's what I said out loud to myself because I was by myself when I saw it. Like, if they do this, just fire Goody. Just, I'm done. Just 12, you want to be the GM? You can be the GM. Fine, here you go.
Keep bringing by all the old guys. And this joke has been in the league for 2 years, so it's got to be a joke.
I think they were all screwing around together thinking, let's get a reaction out of the fans and see what happens.
No.
But the thing is, most fans would love that.
Yes.
Most would be like, let's do it.
And you guys, if you want to, you can follow me on my Facebook page, wanting the blue check mark. They were. I didn't even look how many responses I got, but I would say 70% of the people were on board with that move.
Of course. He could say bring back Charles Woodson next. They're all going to be on board with that, too. Luke's in good shape to me at the Hall of Fame ceremony. Yep. Bring him back.
He's in great shape. I just saw the Joker 2 weeks ago.
Lofton's in good shape, too.
Yeah, he is, too.
So's Jerry Rice.
Bring him back.
That stuff drives me nuts.
You know who else is in really good
shape? Just poking.
Greg Jennings is in good shape. Nobody bring up his name.
Nobody bring up Dollar Driver's name either.
No. We should have asked Drive that when we had him on.
I don't think he probably would want to
want to talk about it.
Do you feel any sort of kind of way because your name would get brought up?
I told you, and I brought it up to Leroy too, and Leroy brushed me off. I'll never forget that Jim Rome interview that Driver did. Never, ever, 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 ever. Because he did it, and I was like, oh my God. He did that interview with Jim Rome back when Favre and Rodgers were both on that team. And Rome asked him about Rodgers. And he said, I don't care. Favre's my quarterback. Yeah. I don't care anything that had to do with that dude. I care about Brett. That now, I don't know how that was once they got in to the season or throughout, and maybe they were good after or whatever else. But when all that was going on with Favre still the starter and Rodgers the backup. And now, remember now, we've heard all this stuff about calling Favre old man and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So if that truly was going on, right, then I'm sure Favre's guys were like, dude,
with
screw
Driver,
you.
Yeah.
And Driver was Brett's guy.
Driver's Brett's guy.
For sure. Gary, Steve Sparky, Fiber with you. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur. Jordan Love still coming up too. 26-7, Texans over the Green Bay Packers.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
The Green Bay game is over. What went right? What went wrong? What's the latest on the injuries? It's time to hear what the head coach thinks of today's game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is the Green and Gold Postgame Show. Can I just say something? I'm digging this Saturday night thing with Gary, man, because this is great. Breaks are great. We're just going back and forth about all this different stuff. Man, this is fun.
We're late, though.
Normally, we got to catch up on Mondays normally. Yeah. By the time we come in, I found out he ran into my dad earlier.
Your dad's incredible.
No idea that even happened.
He's got the American flag on his hat and stuff.
Can I tell you what drives me nuts about my dad?
What?
The one thing that drives me insane.
What?
The man turns off his phone. So you cannot reach my dad unless he decides to turn his phone on.
What is he turning it off for? He doesn't want anybody to call him.
Turns his phone off on the weekends. Good luck. Doodles.
He popped a wheelie on his truck the other day or whatever, something like that.
He's got a three-wheeler. I'm not sure.
Yeah, true. He popped a wheelie on it, beat a joker off the line the other day.
He's full of it. Get out of here.
That's what he said.
Popping a wheelie with a three-wheeled motorcycle,
a
trike?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Going to the Harley Museum or something like that.
I don't believe him.
Drove up on him. They were in some caravan, like 30 other guys. And some young guy rode up on him and stuff and tried to, you know, show him what he's got.
Right.
And your dad, he said, I hit it. You know, pop that thing.
Oh, my God. My father. So enough about my father.
That's a cigar, too. That's my favorite cigar, just so you know. It's my father.
Is that one?
Yeah.
You know, he smokes cigars.
Yeah, he didn't have one today.
Yeah, he smokes cigars. 26-7 Texans over the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love, 12-17, 122, a touchdown, 110.4 rating. First three drives, 1-2-3 punt, 1-2-3 punt, 1-2-3 punt, and then he hits Sternberger, and away you go, and they get that touchdown drive. Here is Matt LaFleur talking after the game, and of course, the strip sack fumble, or the fumble that was caused from behind Jordan Love. Never saw the guy coming, it doesn't appear. That also will get brought up in here, too. Here is Matt LaFleur. All right, so there's Matt LaFleur talking. Couple of things he brought up during this presser. One, concern about special teams, obviously. The one thing that really infuriated him.
Awful.
The one thing that infuriated him the one time was they go to get back on punt coverage, and they weren't out there on time, and he had to call a timeout. Furious that happened. And then the coverage aspect, too. You got guys running 30, 35 yards back on a return. Not good.
Awful.
I mean, they say new attitude. But remember, and I'm not going to get on Drayton because Larry McCarron brought it up on the radio broadcast when I was driving in, and he just said, listen, you got like 80, 90 guys out there. Position coaches determine when a guy's done and when he's not done. So then if he's told he's done, he's not near his helmet or anything else, and then they got to tell a special teams coach who is and who isn't done.
Worst time right now for special teams.
Ever.
Coach.
That's what McCarron said. He goes, there's no way I'd want to do that right now.
Too many guys, too many moving parts, and then you got to rely on guys knowing the depth chart to when guys are coming in and out of game. Now, I will tell you this. Most guys are not paying attention to special teams because most of these guys that are in pros right now never played on special teams in college
because they were so good.
Best,
right?
And so now they got to play on special teams. It's not even in their thought process right now, because they feel like in order to make this team, they got to either be on offense or defense. They don't know that they can make this team by being on special teams. They don't know that yet. They'll figure it out after the first preseason game. Like, all of a sudden, they go, oh, my God, Kylan Hills is back deep on the kickoff return on the number one unit, which means he's making the team.
Absolutely.
So now all this week, these guys who are not on special teams are going to be going to see the special team coach. Hey, coach, can I get on the kickoff team? Hey, coach, can I get on the punt team? They're figuring out. This first game, these young guys, they have no idea.
Dexter Williams should be concerned. He was the last running back
last
to play
one to get in. That's
last
when you
one.
Know.
That's not good.
Been there, done that, did that.
I mean, he's been there, though.
Yeah.
He should not be the last one to get in.
Last one.
And the fact that he's – and he played well when he got in, but still, that's not good. He's got two games to kind of get further along on that depth chart there. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is, you know, the Funchess conversation. He obviously was the only vet wide receiver that really played tonight for the Packers. Looked really good. So how much better can this offense be with him in it now when you add MVS, Lazard, him, and Devontae?
He's better than St. Brown.
Mm-hmm. He made that one-handed catch.
Yeah.
That was
big target.
Great.
Rodgers can work with him if he wants to. The guy's good.
He's got to stay healthy. That's been the problem in his career.
Right.
But if he could stay healthy, that really helps this offense out.
And Devin you're Funchess. Not asking him to be your number one receiver,
no.
So he should be able to.
No. But I mean, I would assume it's still Lazard and Devontae Adams, and then it's MVS and Funchess. Mm-hmm. Those are your four.
Mm-hmm.
And those are four big wide receivers.
Yep.
And then you still got your slot guys that can play in Cobb and Amari Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's six legitimate wide receivers,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
And everybody else, too bad, so sad, unless they want to keep seven. But and we're a ways away from figuring out how many they're keeping in each position. Well, maybe not that far away. There's only two preseason games left. And then this week, inter-squad scrimmage with the Jets leading up to that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's always entertaining to get that going.
It's not
going to
be as over the top as most people think, only because the head coaches know each other. So it's going to be on the down low.
They're going to try and keep everybody without any skirmishes and stuff like that.
The guys are best friends.
Now, that was Rex Ryan's Jets.
Whole different story.
LaFleur doesn't schedule the scrimmages.
Or that crazy joker in Detroit.
Dan Campbell.
How does
my guy?
But Steve, every time I think about this, and I'm just thinking out loud, how do they say Eric Bieniemy didn't interview well and Dan Campbell did?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously.
I have no
how
idea.
How do we keep making excuses for this guy in interviews when he looks stupid?
Well, I can't wait to see how they look when the game starts.
Right.
It's going to be entertaining,
but there's
nothing
another
else.
Thing, though. I mean, then now we keep holding out hope that he looks okay.
I'm not holding out hope. I hope they suck.
Just saying, I don't get that. How does Bieniemy not interview well, and this
I don't
guy
know.
Does?
I do not
Everything
know.
Everything that comes out of his mouth is stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he gets a job, and the other guy does. It's just stupid to me.
That's your old organization? I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I mean, it's not just them, but everybody else passed on him too. But he is just the only one that I can think of right now that talks
Sherm
stupid.
Lewis never got a job. Sherm Lewis was a winning offensive coordinator for a long time. He never got a head coaching job.
Yeah, that's another one.
Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer will come back. We'll hear from Jordan Love, and he'll talk about his shoulder that apparently is dinged up from that fumble that occurred and how dinged up he'll tell us. Coming up next, 26-7 Texans over the Green Bay Packers as the Green and Gold postgame show here on the Big Show Radio Network.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
The Green Bay game is over. It's time to head inside the locker room and hear what the players have to say about today's game. You're listening to the Green and Gold postgame show on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, so the Packers come up on the losing end tonight, 26-27. See Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson with you. And we'll get back right at it coming up on Monday one more time. Leroy Butler off on Monday, but he will be back on Tuesday. So we'll get his thoughts on the Packers and Jordan Love coming up on Tuesday. But we'll be back at it on Monday talking more about Jordan Love. and this Green Bay Packers team as they come up on the short side. But Jordan Love, 12 of 17, 122 touchdown and a 110.4 rating. And as I mentioned earlier, as the press conference was happening live, we weren't carrying it live, but Jordan Love apparently hurt his shoulder possibly when he fumbled that ball in the first half and did not come back in for the second half. And that all comes up here while talking to the assembled media in Green Bay. There he is, Jordan Love from earlier tonight. Jordan Love, 12 of 17, 122, a touchdown, 110.4 rating. Next up will be the New York Jets. Got some inter-squad scrimmages this week as well that we'll be talking about throughout the week. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
The Green Bay game is over. What player stood out from today's game? Who made the biggest impact? It's time to name the MVP of the game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
Love. Oh, what a catch! Funchess grabs that ball. Lassos it at about the 22. Beautiful catch by Funchess. Didn't play last year, opted out because of COVID, now in Packer camp and really making some noise.
Well, I was impressed with his checkerboard shoes the first time we had a close-up on him, but that catch right there, that's snagging that thing with one hand.
That was a great play by Devin Funchess for sure. The Packers score on that drive eventually. Highlight courtesy of the Packers TV network. Harlan and James Lofton on the call there. That ended up being a scoring drive. The only 7 points the Packers would get behind Jordan Love. 26-7, the final MVP of the game. I think it's either Jordan Love or Devin Funchess. What do you say, Gary Ellerson?
Yeah, I'm going to just go with Jordan Love. Anticipated, great anticipation for his debut, and I thought he did pretty good, and something that I think he can build on for the future.
You know, well, I agree with you. We'll go Jordan Love, MVP. And we'll get all more into this coming up on Monday. The one thing I guess I was kind of disappointed in a little bit was that defensive line didn't get much of a push. They really didn't. And you know, T.J. Slayton was a guy that I was anxious to see.
Saw him in a couple times.
Yeah, and he had a play, and he was
tired.
Like bumping his hands up. He took himself out on the one drive.
Big fella's tired.
Like, I'm done. I'm going to sit down.
Big fella. But there he is. He's just a two-down player.
That's it.
You're right. I would say both lines. Offensive line, defensive line, just disappointing both of those line play.
Yeah, didn't get a lot of push either way. Run defense will be something else that will be talked about throughout the preseason. Defensively, like you said, you're not really going to scheme one way or the other. So I'm holding out hope that's what this is.
I do like the aggressive nature of the guys in the secondary. They look better.
Yes.
Except for 37.
Except for Josh Jackson.
I'm not calling names.
Josh Jackson. Yes, Josh Jackson. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so that'll do it for us. He's Gary Ellerson, C-Sparky Fiber. Thanks for tuning us in. Don't forget, back at it again on Monday, and we'll see. We'll see how Jordan Love is. We're expecting to hear more about Jordan Love's shoulder, I think, tomorrow on Sunday. Hopefully, it'll be good news. Hopefully, it won't be bad news, and hopefully, he'll be able to play against the Jets this week. I don't think I'm playing him in the inter-squad scrimmages against the Jets. Like, good luck, Aaron. That's all you, buddy. Shoulders strain-ish.
I would say this, and I back you on this. I wouldn't be surprised if they go get Blake Bortles.
Yep.
If he's not right.
Right. Totally agree. That'll do it for the show tonight. Packers lose 26-7. Enjoy the rest of your night. Toodles!
All right. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.